This is something different. We don't often focus on breaking headlines on this show, but we couldn't ignore a moment such as this. Circulating widely on social media over the past 24 hours, a video showing people wearing ANC regalia, distributing loaves of bread to residents with the phrase, "One loaf, one family, and there is life with the ANC," has sparked strong public reaction. Critics say it reflects the kind of poverty politics where food handouts have become campaign messaging. While the ANC's national office has said this is not official campaign activity, one of the people who has responded publicly is Buildone South Africa's Gauteng provincial leader and young man from Orlando East, Tshepo Mhlongo, reflecting on how this moment and what it says about dignity, poverty, and political campaigning at a time when political parties are already positioning themselves ahead of local elections.
We are here from the ANC, One Love, One Family, from the ANC. ANC, there is life, so one love means a lot. Thank you. Siyabonga kumama uBernie Swart. Yeah, Deputy Minister.
In the past 24 hours, this thing has been going crazy, and now with AI and all of these things, you've seen how people are responding. When you first saw this video, what came to your mind? What did you think?
Yeah, I think it's a cynicism, and I didn't see it on the video. I saw the lady on TV, the deputy minister, and which is he's in government. She's in government, and at the end of the day, we expect more out of her because she's a leader. She's been there for quite some time. I've worked with her as a member of parliament. Now, it's shocking to see in this season they're campaigning with a bread for one family.
Yeah, Mara, they said, so the party has come out now with an official statement saying it is not official party activity or campaign activity. Do you believe them?
I don't believe that. I think, obviously, the deputy minister represents the ANC, and Balula, when he comes late to say, no, this is not our stand, they've done it before. And it's not shocking because it's towards local election. You'll see most of these happening. Different parties will be expecting to deliver service, but they'll lie, mislead our communities, give them bread like as the deputy minister has done.
Okay. But in communities that are facing real issues of hunger, real issues of unemployment, people do need food support. So my question then is the problem the bread itself, or is the problem that it's the politicians giving out the bread, or is it how it is being given out that is problematic for you?
I think the problem is it's towards election and you can't campaign using a bread. I understand the social part, the standard of living is high. And at the end of the day, the dignity of our people is so important. You cannot say bread. You must say employment opportunity. You know, when you say that, to elevate that. But bread is not enough for 10 people in one family, in one household. It's not. Now, I think it's a cynicism and it must be condemned.
You talk about the silly season, which is obviously local government elections. Do you think that this kind of patronage, as it were, because this is what having a minister, having a political party handing out in this manner is a type of patronage. And you hear on that video, you hear her say there's life in the ANC, right? Do you think that this is reflective of a broader political culture that the government is breeding?
I think we need new leaders, and I still emphasize that we need ethical leaders. We don't need leaders like her, like Mbalula coming somersaulted later. We need ethical leaders, leaders who are with the community, who understands the community, not leaders who will be parachuted towards the election and say, we as the ANC will give you a bread for one household.
Let's bring it home for you. In Orlando, yes. In Soweto, in Joburg. What do you think that the people want? You talk about uplifting and jobs tomorrow. Do you think people are going, actually, I'm hungry now. I want the bread now. Talking about jobs, talking about the Minister of Finance a couple of weeks ago talking about the economy getting better is too far down the line for people. What do you think people want from their political
leaders?
You know,
the problem with our government, we promoting a welfare state, and which is, it's uncalled for us to promote a welfare state. People wants job, wants opportunities, not jobs. Empower me as a businessman to start up my own business. Empower anyone who's a musician to start up and stand up for himself or for herself. Now, I think the ANC government is taking us backwards. It's apartheid reversal.
What do you mean by that?
I'm meaning that because opportunities comes to those who are connected to the ANC. I don't think he'll come to Sandton and distribute bread. He'll go to where she was in the rural areas, northwest, distributing bread. She understands the community, but she's playing with the community because obviously it's a campaign on its own.
So there are people who would say, for you even, writing this political, this opinion piece in the newspaper, in this condemnation, you too are taking advantage of the situation. It is part of the silly season. You are elevating yourself, your party, because of this particular thing. The outrage is part of the show.
Yeah. I'm a politician, but this article is not on behalf of any political party. I wrote it as a young man from Orlando. And I believe, Guti, as this is a silly season, our people must be educated. I'm not going to do that as a politician, to play fools in Abantu Bethu. One of the things that I can tell you, what is needed, if she went all out to say, I'm going to deliver a not loaf of bread for a family. We need water. There's an issue of water in Johannesburg. Not only in Johannesburg, in South Africa. There's a scarcity of water. You saw Banyaza went to a hotel just to take a bath. Now, we don't afford, our people, they don't afford that. Now, if there's no water, why don't you deliver a truck full of water or come up with a technology that will make sure we have water in different community? And one of the things that I'll say it's a challenge within the ANC, they must speak to experts. They tend to rely on their knowledge. They must use public partnership programs for them to alleviate poverty, all social impact that we have in South Africa.
Do you think charity is replacing governance in South Africa? You talk about PPPs. You know, this also is some form of the government being propped up by a private sector to deliver what they should be delivering. Do you think charity is replacing governance?
I think government cannot do it alone. We need public-private partnership. It can't do it alone. You see, unemployment is high. The government must make environment conducive for public or for private partners to come in and invest in South Africa. They can't do it alone. We don't need social welfare government.
How do you propose it can be done better? As your party, what are your platforms that you think it can be done better?
I think we must engage the community. We know what their needs, but let's engage them and then come to their level and deliver as expected. Coming to local election, I'm from Everton. The municipality Mfuleni has used misused 8.5 million unaccounted for. They expected to deliver trucks of water and different cars, but they failed to do that. What happened? It happened in 2022. We only find out now. Why? A failed government. We don't need a failed government. We need new leaders, new party that are joined together as we are doing it as Unite for Change.
Well, you talk about Unite for Change. It's, you know, three different parties that are coming together that are seeing themselves not having performed the way that they thought they would at national elections, and so hoping that being a bloc will give them a better opportunity. But what we also saw is we saw South Africans not go to the polls. Is it a failure of the opposition parties as well to not be able to motivate people to go to the poll and vote, where people would rather stay home than vote for the opposition? What do you think the problem or the disconnect is there?
I think politicians or organization, even IEC, I think The voter education is so important. We are not a mature democracy, but we must educate, especially now, our young people. We must start at 16, even if they're not going to vote. We impact the knowledge, but it's so important for us to vote. You know, in Australia, I'm told that it's compulsory for us to for them to vote. And I think we must come up with a system like that. Not, it's but not a people, dictatorship.
This is just the seventh them. Administration. You know, at national, this is the seventh administration. People have been voting. People have know what to do. They know how to put their ballot. They know where to go and stand. But they are unmotivated. My point being that they do not see a reason to vote when they feel they are not voting for this party that is letting them down, right? Yeah. Why do you think the opposition is failing to connect the voter to their message?
I think it's a responsibility of all of us, even your responsibility to engage your kids. I must engage my kids at home level, family level, that people must come together and see the vision. It's so important for us to vote, and not on popularity, but on policy issues, on delivery issues of service delivery. Not because you are famous, you are known, but on what you are going to offer. Yes, we are not a mature democracy, but I believe we must go there and educate our people that it's so important to vote. Not old people only, even young people.
I think that the people of South Africa know precisely what it is that they need to do. We see it. We see it because they come out when there are protests. You see them come out and put their voices out there. But there seems to be a disconnect between the people and the politicians. And even this particular outrage that we're talking about, people have been vocal. The reason we are talking about it is people are vocal. People are posting about it online and people are saying all sorts of things about it. They're phoning into radio stations. So they are engaged. They're engaged on the issues. They are outraged on this thing. Why do you think this particular thing has resonated so much with people as we've seen in the past 24 hours?
I think unemployment and poverty is talk of the town. And I think it's high time that we deal with that. Social impact. We have to deal with it. And obviously they know that it's towards election, and what the deputy minister has done, it's uncalled for. It must be condemned.
Do you think they care? When you condemn it in this way, yeah. Do you think, we've not heard those people in that video say anything. We've seen a statement yes. from head office. Do you think they care?
It shows that they don't care. Even Balula dismisses it. It's not an ANC. She's an ANC deputy minister. Why Balula as a GSC ANC saying no? Remember, you are a deployee in government on behalf of who? Of the ANC. Now, why are you saying this is not an ANC? Who's in charge? GNU. We are not part of the GNU.
Why do you say that like that? Are you expecting that the GNU partners should also say something?
I think they're accountable. They must be responsive and saying, yes, she's a minister. It's either they take her to ethics committee. She must account and tell us exactly what is this project, because she was claiming it's a program of the government, but she's using an ANC regalia. Now you must differentiate between the state and the organization.
And you feel that they use the two interchangeably?
Obviously, she's a deputy minister. She claimed it's an ANC. ANC delivers. You can listen to the video. She was saying, no, ANC deliver. One loaf, one family. One loaf for the entire family. And it's not, you know, we're laughing with it, but it's totally wrong and undermining the dignity of our people.
Speaking of the dignity of our people, over the years, we have seen food parcels being handed over. We have seen lines and queues of people. When you talk about the dignity of the people that is being undermined in this way, how do you believe we can solve the issue of the relationship between, because there are poor people in South Africa, there is a big need in communities. So how do we solve that issue and ensure that people are treated with dignity even when they receive charity?
Yeah. I think our people must eat and not vote for the ANC. They must eat and not vote. Why I'm saying that? Because it's not only the ANC who's doing this. Personally, I've never done it. It's totally wrong. It's unethical, even in my belief, that you can't campaign using food. You know? You can't. When you campaign, you use what you can deliver and not food. You know, you must say, housing, a job in every house when you are in charge. It's better. You know, let's say each and every household in South Africa, there's job opportunity, someone is working. I think we'll be dealing with unemployment. We'll be dealing with social impact.
Sure. If you were to give a message directly to the deputy minister that you believe would land for her about why you are so outraged, you are so outraged. You say this wasn't on behalf of a political party. You wrote it as an individual. What is that message? And what do you hope she hears from all of this outrage that it has sparked?
Yeah, I think in my last line, I wrote it as an individual. I'm saying one loaf of bread may feed a family for a day, but South Africans, they don't need that. They need leaders that will obviously look for the future, not to give a person a loaf thinking that it will do everything. Our people, they need job opportunities. They need any empowerment. Teach them how to fish for them to stand up for themselves tomorrow.
I think that's enough. I think that's good. Because I do think that the debate around the conflation between dignity, poverty, patronage, is going to be an ongoing debate, particularly leading up to the local election. A lot of South Africans are going to need to really think about this dignity and politics and the look of it. And we're going to keep talking about it. I think we're going to keep talking about it, and South Africans are going to keep engaging it. So I am glad that you wrote your open letter and that the conversation online, at least, has started. So thank you for coming and sharing.
Thank you very much.